So you work for or at the Berg, and Bergfest is coming up. Tell me about this festival.
So Bergfest, it's really the only outdoor live music festival of its kind here in Rexburg. We'll shut the whole street down out in front of the Berg. It's between the Berg and the Eye Center. And we've got 8 bands coming from out of town, 5 of them, 8 bands playing total, 5 from out of town. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's kind of just a celebration of music and art here in Rexburg.
So where did the idea come from?
So the Berg originally, when they first started, when they very first opened up, they did a block party. And then later that year, I came and I started working for the Berg as the music person. And I had the idea early on while I was working there that we should do a music festival. And it came time to start planning this block party. And so I suggested, why don't we just make it a festival? And so I got all these bands that I knew from other places and brought them in.
So is this... I guess, how long has this been happening then? Is this like the first year it's officially, or?
This is the second year that it's officially happening. I mean, the first year they had a block party, and I think they had 1 or 2 bands play, maybe. But yeah, this is the second one.
Since it's been a festival, this is the second year?
Yeah.
Cool. So what bands are going to be there?
So the headliner is going to be Cinders. They're from Salt Lake City, Utah. And then we've got Motion Coaster from Provo, a band called New Hollywood from Provo, a band called The Emilies. They're from Spokane, Washington. And then we've got, so Rexburg bands, we've got Vic Fox, The Howls, For Your Health, and The Yeti Olas. That's all of them.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of music.
Yeah.
That'll be really cool. So what can people expect?
Well, people can just expect, throughout the entire day, it starts at 5 and goes all the way till 11 p.m., and there will just be constant music, both from the main stage, and then we'll have an acoustic tent that has music going on in between. There will be local artists displaying their stuff, and just all kinds of stuff to do. I think the managers worked out some other things like massages and people there doing hair braids and stuff, all kinds of stuff.
So there'll be like other little booths where you can go check out different things around the community. Cool. So for you personally, what are you looking most forward to for this event?
I'm just looking forward to, people getting excited about live music. I think Rexburg kind of lacks, we don't have a lot of venues. We don't have a lot of big festivals or anything like that, that comes through. So it's really exciting just to have a big event that lots of people are going to come to. The bands are going to have a good time. The community will have a good time. To me, that's what it's all about.
So tell me a little bit more about you. Where are you from, and are you a student here? Things like that.
Yeah, I'm from Spokane, Washington. I've been here. This is my 4th semester, just finishing up. Yeah, I'm a student here.
What are you studying?
I'm studying communication.
Okay. Cool.
Advertising emphasis.
So do you hope to kind of go into maybe event planning and music kind of stuff?
Or? This all came about just because I wanted to play music in Rexburg, not really out of like a desire to eventually do it in the future. I mean, it's been really good getting the experience, and maybe if there's an opportunity, then sure. But it's really more than anything just like a passion for having music around.
So tell me about the planning and preparation for this event. How long have you guys been planning it, and what has kind of gone into that?
Well, so in comparison to last year, there's been a lot more planning. Last year, it was we came up with the idea in the spring and then just had a couple months to do it. This year, I started booking bands way back in November of 2016. So we've had the lineup pretty set in stone for a while. It's been, I think this year, since we've thought about it more and we've put more into it, it's been a lot harder, but it'll make a better event. So
I don't know, is this a free event? Are there tickets? What's the details
there? Yeah, it's totally free. We've actually got great sponsors. Idaho Central Credit Union is our big main sponsor, and they've given a lot of money just for, getting a stage and everything. It's awesome. It's awesome having all these businesses support and just giving us the ability to do something like this and not have to charge people for it.
So anyone can come from 5 to 11. And what day is it again?
It's on July 15th from 5 to 11 p.m.
Perfect. So it's at the Berg, or at least right there.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be any kind of food things going on, like special deals or anything like that?
There is going to be, they have a VIP thing that you can just pay for any time between now and the festival, just like at the Berg, and I think you get free fries and drinks for the entire day or something like that. as far as I know, that's all they've got going. It's I think the big special thing about the day is just the music and the art and everything. So
I know there's a lot of other food trucks and stuff. Have any of them shown interest in maybe being at this event?
None of them have reached out to us. I would personally love to get them out, but it's, I don't know, sort of up in the air. I don't think we've even talked to anyone yet just because the management of the Berg, you know, they're not sure about having competing food there.
That makes sense.
But it'd be cool.
Cool. So describe kind of the music, all of these bands. They might be similar or a little different. Kind of, can you describe them a little bit?
Yeah, it's, you know, I hate to use this word, like, to describe it, but there's a lot of just indie-type music at this one, which I like. You know, it's something that, I don't know, it's such a broad term. But, I mean, we've got a band that's, like just a bass and a drum set, and they play kind of, like, indie-punk-type stuff. But then the band Motion Coaster, they're a big band. I don't even know how many members they have, but they have a whole horn section, and it's kind of, like, poppy and funky. And so, I mean, like, it all kind of fits into that indie genre, but it's, you know, it's all very different and diverse. It'll be really fun.
How many people do you expect or do you hope to see come to this event?
I would love to just, I would love for a couple hundred people to show up and, you know, just fill that street up. I think last year, total, you know, I don't know, people kind of filtered in and out throughout the day, but, like, there were hundreds of people last year. So I'm hoping for more.
Great. Well, I think that's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about Bergfest at all?
You know, I mean, you just won't find a better lineup of bands anywhere near here. Like, you won't find a festival like this. You might find shows where there are a couple cool bands playing and everything, but this is just something big. It's really, like, comes once a year in this town. So, really excited about it.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.